This is Keeping It Real with Nairi, Fiona, and Greg. It is post all this CrossFit, open. Grand River CrossFit Open stuff.
Easiness is all done.
We can drink. Well, we started drinking last night. Who are we kidding?
Yeah. had a couple last night just to calm the old nerves down again.
Calm the bean.
Yeah. Jeez.
So it was fun. Glad it's over. Till next year. So, Greg, what are you drinking?
I'm drinking Pompous Ass.
You're not necessarily a pompous.
Nope. So it's from Great Lakes Brewing Company. I've had it quite a couple of times. It's an English style ale. Nice amber color. Nice and smooth. You know, good. It's like a kind of reminds me of Spitfire. I've had that one a couple of times too. So pretty good. Not too high on the alcohol side. 4.2%. So it's a good one. You can drink a couple of them without getting wrecked.
Okay, this is you should read yours. This is your selection.
Oh,
you can't.
I don't know. I don't know if I can pronounce it.
I don't know.
That's why Nairi gave it to you.
It off to you. Some of the Spanish stuff I can handle, but is it French?
Where did it come from?
It came from the LCBO.
Oh, it is France. It is France.
Is it a local LCBO or
Vin du Sud de la France. Chateau de Conas Penzenas? Yeah. So, product of France.
That's all we need to know. French red wine.
Vignobles Palmas. So it's Cabernet Sauvignon 2022.
Yeah.
That
was a better year.
It's got a bird on it.
Yeah. It's got a bird on it.
Yeah, it's got a bird. It's got a bird. Yeah, I don't know. But yeah, it's very good. It's smooth. 13.5% alcohol.
We're three quarters of the way through the bottle, so.
Yeah. Yeah.
This could be an interesting podcast.
It is a structured but soft wine, full fruit-driven and persistent. Persistent.
How is it persistent? I don't know. Like, who describes? Like, who comes up with these descriptions?
Constantly poking you.
Red meats, pasta dishes, and chocolate desserts. Well.
Don't have any of that.
No, but that's okay. It's still good.
We'll drink it.
Yeah.
So we just finished our annual CrossFit Open, our largest yet, and I...
Huge!
Yes. And the Masters division was surprised at how the certain movements were not scaled for the age. So like double unders, it was in the RX, chin over bar pull-ups, and double unders. Those like, you know, pretty significant skills were not...
Gymnastics movements.
Gymnastics movements. Yeah. And so I thought, I went through the ages of the people who participated. Age,
yeah.
And our youngest was 19 and our oldest were 2, Sharon and Karen, at 62. So the average age of our participants was 43.
Yeah.
Wow.
So not young, not necessarily
middle of the road.
Mm-hmm. And as I was contemplating this, I happened to be on Facebook and my cousin George posted an article for Miss about aging athletes. And I thought, well, that kind of ties in well because we're not getting any younger, but we're not slowing down either.
No, yeah. And fitness is evolving for the older athlete too. Like as those fitter people that were in their 40s now into their 50s, right? So even the CrossFit Games is evolved for those people. Like that's why you see that Masters division has harder elements now.
Or the
non-scaled elements into that.
Yeah, like the pull-ups were still there. The double unders were still there. The burpees hadn't been scaled. I mean, the weights were reduced a bit. But even then, not by a whole heck of a lot. No. So it was kind of interesting. So I thought, what is the average age of our, you know? And I mean, I think that's still younger than the average age of our gym because we're still not counting like the 70-year-olds that come to the gym. You know, and there's more people in their
50s. Yeah, we factor that in. So it might go up a little bit, maybe 45.
Yeah, maybe
45
maybe
40, to 47.
So
maybe if we factor in the rest of the people.
Mm-hmm. So it kind of brings us to this whole training or athleticism and the older athlete. Mm-hmm. Can you still train hard when you are reaching or past that 5-0 mark?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
I am not 50, but...
We are. Fiona and I are over 50.
I think with the age it comes, you don't have... I mean, we always say about CrossFit not having any ego, but I think when you're older, you have enough mindset to know you're going to give it, but then you also know when to kind of...
Yeah, hold back a little bit. You got you're to. Not, and I've like, seen, I like to experiment and see how, you know, how things are going to work and how I can redline and where it's going because I know my body pretty well. But yeah, I do know now, like the last workout, okay, I'm going to scale that because, you know, the 135 for the...
Oh, the second round, like from 95 to 135?
There's no way. Like, ooh. I mean, I can do one or two reps at 135. I'm not going to do a set of seven.
No.
Like at that. So, no, I'll scale that. And mm-hmm. I'm not going to let my ego say, yeah, you can still do that.
Yeah.
You know, which is no, because I still have to do something the next day, right?
Well, I mean, so one of the, this article that my cousin had shared said, as we age, this was about a myth. As we age, we shouldn't exercise vigorously. And I mean, I think we can see from our own daily experience as CrossFit, like you absolutely can. Like, yeah. My goodness, we had 4 weeks of intense exercise and
yeah.
I feel like everybody was all the better for it.
Well, for sure.
You know? Yeah. I mean, so like, and we know like moderate to high intensity exercise decreases fat mass, but also mm-hmm. builds your bones and your muscular endurance. And I mean, look, I would say a key point, even though she didn't participate in the games, Lorraine.
Oh yeah.
Or my 79-year-old. I mean, we had that deadlift workout on Monday with, and she did mm-hmm. all the deadlifts.
Yeah, exactly.
And she'll come and say, I was really tired after that workout. Is it just because I'm getting old?
I have a nap. Yeah.
I have naps all the time. I have naps
all the time. Like, yeah. You know, that's a recovery process.
Yeah. Whether you're 50 or 79.
Doesn't matter. Yeah.
Well, and that's kind of part of that article too, saying aches and pains are best explained by our bodies wearing out. Like, that's a myth.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it's not wearing out.
Sort of like an injury or whatever, but.
And you know when you have an injury, right? That's what I mean. You're like, oh, I worked out. Now I have aches and pains. Muscle soreness, right?
That's a good
delayed
thing.
Onset muscle soreness. Like, come on.
Yeah.
Like, you know, we all have that.
You know, and it's like, I was like the whole, like, you see a lot of endurance athletes. Oh, you know, you're going to wear out your joints. Well, no, movement is lotion. You got to keep your joints moving.
Motion is lotion. Yes.
Yeah. You know, you can't, you're not going to have any knee damage from running. It's not going to cause
you're doing it right.
If you're doing it right. Like, and if you're not, and as long as
you're not overtraining,
doing, you know, strength training and the flexibility work that, you know, makes you stronger all around, right? You know, but I mean, there's no more arthritis in a runner's knee than in a non-runner's knee. So I'd rather run and be active and prevent all those other issues.
We run. Like, I don't have arthritis in my knees.
Nope.
You know?
I don't think so.
I squat more than the average person. I don't have arthritis in my knees.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
You know?
And usually, like, an arthritis would come from, like, again, like, maybe an injury, too, right? Where that you're going to have a break or...
And there's
like
some things that just happen with age, but, I mean, I think, you know, it's like anything. Like, maybe if you're active, that arthritis that would happen at 60 with somebody who's not active would happen to you in your 70s or 80s. So, exercise prolongs some of those age inevitabilities.
Mm-hmm. For sure.
Rather than getting it right off the bat.
Yep. You're nipping those in the bud.
Yeah, exactly. And we also, you know, like as you get older, you don't want to lose muscle mass.
No, and that's a big thing. That's what happens to a lot of people because they become a little bit more ass on the couch. Sedentary.
Yeah. But I also think we know more about how to train properly, how to recover properly.
Oh, for sure. The science has come so far since, you know, years ago.
Yeah.
Like even in the last 10 years. Right. So,
yeah.
When you think about the difference of how that, with women especially doing like weight training, how good that is for the bones.
Yeah. Before you'd never see women lifting heavy. Like, oh my, I don't want to get big.
Yeah.
You know, it's all about that. I'm going to get big. No, you're not.
Yeah. Or again, that goes back to that. Oh, you're going to, you know, wear out your body. Like, no, those connective tissues need to be strengthened. That's right. And that's how they get strengthened. Exactly. Mm-hmm. By exercise. I remember one of the first years I did the Subaru running series.
Yes.
And I remember, I don't think you were running the race, but I was warming up and I was going around the parking lot and I heard a couple of older guys say, oh, you know what? There's more people in the 65 to 70 age group that we should have our own category or 70. Like, so I think they went 55 to 59 and then 60 plus. And that was it.
Yeah.
And I thought, good for you because.
Yeah. You know, they're in their 70s.
They're in their 70s.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
Complaining that they should have had their own age category because there was enough of them.
Mm-hmm.
And I think I look now, I think about how many people are out.
Oh.
Yeah. Like going to be doing me around the bay.
Yep.
And they're probably in their 60s and 70s.
Holy cow.
Doing that.
Yeah. I guess, you know, the older athlete is not an anomaly.
No. Like it used to be. I think in the last 10 years, there's been a lot more, you know, aging athletes that are getting more in shape.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
For sure.
Yeah. I think like my cousin posted because he's He's younger than us. In between you and me.
Yeah.
So he's probably 51, 50, 51?
Maybe 50, yeah.
And I mean, he's probably doing me around the bay.
Yeah.
He usually does it, you know. So, I mean, he's not slowing down any. Why should he?
Why should you slow down it? Just because, you know, you're getting, I can't do that.
Time to sit on the couch, time to put my feet up and watch TV all day.
Watch TV all day. Like, why?
I always say I go and I work out for two reasons. One is to
not kill people.
Murder, yeah. Somebody,
right? I don't want to wear that orange jumpsuit. Yes. That's what I always say.
It's not really flattering, I don't think.
And two, the state of our healthcare system and how rough it is. And the lack of PSWs and nursing care. Well, I want to be able to take care of myself.
That's what I say, that we're more on the front edge of our healthcare system than the healthcare mm-hmm. system, like that what we have. Like gym, like, you know, CrossFit is one of those things that, and you see now there's more in the States, especially more doctors getting involved with CrossFit methodology because this works. This mm-hmm. prevents decrepitude.
Yeah.
Like, you know, as soon as you can't get up off the floor by yourself without help, you've got a problem.
Mm-hmm. So you need to get to the gym and start working on it.
Everybody's like, I hate burpees. But you know what? That burpee is one of those things that's going to keep you from, you know.
If you ever fall down, you'll be able to get yourself back up.
Yeah. And do it for time. Come on.
I've fallen and I can't get up. Like, you know.
Pushing your lifeline button. Pushing
your lifeline button. Like, freaking, I've fallen and I can't get up. Like, yeah. I fall and I can't remember get my ass off the floor. Yeah, I know. That's what it should say. I can't get my ass off the floor.
I kind of feel like it happens all the time next door. That's why there's ambulances.
Like a turtle. Like some little kid in a friggin' snowmobile suit trying to get up off the floor.
Ralphie.
You know?
Yeah, so all those older athletes out there, keep doing the high-intensity workout. Keep
watch the CrossFit games and there's 60-plus athletes.
Those categories always inspire me.
Like, wow.
Holy smokes. These guys are like
jacked as shit.
Yeah. And again, even the women like are just, you know, you have retired school teachers that are in their 60s, 65, 70s that just started this like 10 years ago and they got right into it. And now they're like at the CrossFit Games. And
wow.
Like they're amazing.
Well, I think the cool thing about CrossFit is it gives people who had that athletic thing, you know, in their late teens, early 20s, gives them somewhere to express that, you know? It's a huge outlet.
Like, you know, because you're still learning skills.
You're still honing skills or maintaining skills you had before.
So now all of a sudden, I'm even for me now, you know, you're 53, 54 years old and I still have to work on my muscle up. I still have to work on this. I still have to work on that. So those skills, you know, that can depreciate, you still have to work on.
Mm-hmm.
Like, so that keeps that mind, like, you know, the physicality. Like, I want to be the guy that can do, like, I'm 65, 70, that can still do a muscle up on the bar. There shouldn't be any reason why I can't, as long as I maintain what I'm doing now. You know, that's what I mean. So
I'm in no rush to see that.
What, 65, 70?
Yeah, I'm in no rush.
No, I'm in no rush. It's a year at a time.
Those years go fast, though.
Right, that's what I mean. So
They do, and I mean, and the same like lifting heavy. Like the more muscle mass you maintain, the more you can maintain that level of strength,
and you can still gain strength.
Yeah,
as an older athlete, that's a myth. Like they say, you can't gain.
Strength. Oh yeah, isn't that fun when you like? Yeah, it takes longer to get to that PR, but
it still happens. We still get to ring the bell.
Yep.
You know, maybe not like somebody new starting that they ring the bell every freaking week, but like, you know, we still get to do it.
Yep.
Like, you know,
we're happy to just maintain or not just maintain, well, happy it's, to
it's,
maintain.
It's like, you know, the last time I did Cindy was a year, like 2 years ago and I added a round and a half to it this year doing
I mean, you died for a week.
Oh yeah, I know. I was crushed for a week, but still it's like, it's one of those things I felt good. Do it. You know, I had other people doing it with me.
There was that motivation. The 19-year-old's like, I couldn't keep up to the 54-year-old. Yeah, are you 53? Like 53.
Yeah, give me an extra year.
I'm giving adding age. You want to be the muscle up guy at 70. I'm speeding the timeline.
But yeah, so I added a round and a half from 23 to 24 and a half this time. So
wow.
It can be done.
But you suffered for a week.
I suffered, yeah.
Well, you didn't suffer. No. You had very sore muscles.
My back was sore from the pull-ups.
But right? In a good way.
In a good way, yeah.
So not I in a, yep. Maybe I should be hanging my
head. Oh, yeah, maybe I got to go, go see the doctor.
It means you're alive. Something
wrong with me and
no.
Need some pills for this or that or everything, right?
No, we're, you know? Yeah. The aging athletes can train hard and train often.
Yep.
Just like you did in your 20s. Yeah, I mean, you just be a little smarter about it.
Yeah, we're just smarter. We know our body, how our body works now.
So
it can squawk back at us a little bit more than what we did when we were.
So it was nice to see the average age was 43 at our CrossFit Open. And who knows, maybe it'll be a little bit more mature next time. No, we're not.
44 people participating this year.
Yep.
Double from last year. So that's
That's why we're drinking lots of wine
crazy
tonight.
Crazy energy.
That's it was great. Crazy. It was good. Chaotic, but it was fun.
I almost had a couple aneurysms, like trying to get stuff to work. You know, the logistics over the last couple of weeks, but we're all right.
You kind of lost
I'm sure that vein in my forehead was going boo, 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 ringing, pounding out of there a little bit. Yeah,
raised my voice a little bit. You lost your shit a few times.
Yeah.
I mean, not like bad, but...
Not bad, but... You know,
Greg had to raise his voice.
I had to raise my voice. I had to use my outside voice a couple times.
You always use your outside voice.
Well, that's like your commander voice or captain voice.
Sometimes that's some. We're not a Robert Land. We're not teenagers.
No,
We're worse than teenagers sometimes.
It's worse. The kids listen to me better than half the people here. They just talk over me.
Well, they're excited.
If I'm talking, you're not.
Listen to the instructions.
Yeah, because then you don't have to ask afterwards, what are we doing? You know?
Mm-hmm. That doesn't matter how...
That's the cue for me to shine my boot on your ass.
From 14-year-olds who don't listen to 64-year-olds or 62-year-olds who don't listen. So there you go. Some things don't change regardless of age. There you go. Train hard.
That's why I have shiny boots.
What? Okay, never mind. That is another episode of Keeping It Real. Irie, Fiona, and Greg.